A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky! Cooper.
Good evening.
Why do you always say good evening?
I like evening. I think it's good.
It doesn't seem to matter what time of day we make this show. And bearing in mind that most people listening are listening at all different times of day.
I actually think we're doing this as like an evening show.
You're a nighttime Nazi.
Yeah.
You're just saying to everyone listening, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what time
evening.
It is, it's always evening at Tony Towers.
Tony Towers, next to the Punky Bunker.
It's always evening in Punky Bunker. It's always dark anyway. Taps. Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Head.
This is The Needles, and this week on Punky, we're playing pop music.
Let's talk about pop music.
New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody's talking about pop music. So you got
always selling out, you. No, always selling out.
I can't stop myself. Wait,
stop it.
Yeah, have you been practicing being funny again?
No.
All right, so first half of the show is a bit random. Second half of the show is a Heart Media special, and we'll talk more about that. We're doing quite a lot of sort of label-y specials. Heart Media aren't actually a label.
Aren't they?
No, but they are special.
They are.
Yeah, and they're lovely people. Thanks to Sue and James and the gang for sending us stuff. For sending us stuff we probably don't deserve.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Tone... fucking loads to talk about this week, as usual.
Yep.
I have had a major few days. Major. Even by my own standards.
Major.
And those of you out there in Punky Radio Land, this show in no way condones heavy drinking and staying up all night, but fuck me, I've made a fist of it.
Yes.
First track, Tone, the Amphetamines. Now, why are we playing them?
I went to see them... a few weeks ago, went to the venue, didn't get to see the band, and they sent us a couple of CDs.
Which is very kind of them.
So we are therefore playing them.
We've had a listen through, and we've actually the latest CD called Now. That's what I call the Amphetamines.
Yeah,
and they're a good looking bunch. They are from Scotland, though.
Yes.
I wanted to say purple bugger.
I wasn't going to ask him because there's like nine of them.
You should have done. He said, all of you nine big sweaties.
They're just mean as death.
Can you say purple burglar alarm? I wonder if on the next album they'll have a song called We Can't Say Purple Burglar Alarm. Or Now That's What I Call a Bad Pronunciation of Purple Burglar Alarm. Anyway, the album's called Now That's What I Call the Amphetamines. What I want to know is, Tone, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/amphetamines.
MySpace.com/meanies music. Oh. Poorly being the internet one, Tony nil. I've got a feeling you might be in a bit of trouble this week, actually.
Gusted seems I was asked them for the CDs.
I know.
From their
even
MySpace.
Think about looking. It is a bit odd. So, say something special.
Special.
All right. We're going to, at the end of this song, you might notice a bit of a Punky Radio live mix.
Oh, really?
The mics are going live towards the end.
Well, check us ourselves out.
This is Say Something Special.
When the specials had their moment, you and your thing pass in fight. We have more than starting speak to do, we have a way of life. We are more than morons fighting, we are skills until we die. So, say something special to me. Why? Say something special to me. Yeah, say something special to me. Why? Say something special to me. Yeah.
celebrity night. We find his fans and so grovel on. We drink it to the beat. You keep on keeping on, you fuckers. Keep those boots up on your feet. So, sing something special to me. What? Sing something special to me. Girl, sing something special to me. What? Sing something special to me. Girl. Kid up on the jail street, but when a little boy had fallen down, you bought him a sweet. You loved the queen, you loved her mother, just like your own mom. You're such a bloody moron, you're so fucking dumb. So, sing something special to me. Fine, sing something special to me. Girl, sing something special to me. Fine, sing something special to me. Girl.
Don't call me fucknuts. You've got a nice blouse.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that's a bit of mixing. I don't believe Don't Call Me Fucknuts was in the original.
No,
it should have been. The Amphetamines. And do you know what? I've got a confession to make.
What?
First time I listened to this album, I wasn't over keen on it.
Right.
But then I've been listening again, and it's really growing on me.
No.
I was saying they're not as good as the Planet Smashers, but they're a really, really good band, yeah. And I recommend you get hold of this album now. That's what I call the Amphetamines. That was Say Something Special. And they should be on our MySpace Top Friends. I've got a feeling a couple of the bands this week might not be. They might not have added us yet.
Right.
Because it's pretty much all bands we haven't played before, isn't it?
I think
it's six bands we've never played before.
Yeah,
so,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Blimey.
Tone.
Yes, mate.
MySpace.
Right. Fuck
what,
it.
What do you think of it as a concept?
I feel it somewhat flawed.
Do you?
Yes, in that it's fucking awful. And I hate it.
It fucked me over yesterday when it went down on me, because the thing is, at the moment, it's the only thing that is.
But I don't know about Facebook. It's not real.
Facebook, I was all excited about it, but it fits and starts, Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook's not every day. Facebook is just sometimes it just gets going. Mm. Sometimes I have a right laugh. Like Posh Tiger, Charlie, on Facebook, me and him, we're having a right laugh. And we're getting some more punky listeners on it, and it's all... I don't know. Facebook's building nicely. We're leaving it a couple of weeks. We're trying to build it up a bit, but
yeah,
Facebook will rear its ugly head. I'm punky. Anyway, MySpace Tom.
Tom? No, I'm not Tom.
No, you're MySpace Tony.
No, I'm not MySpace Tony.
You're, no,
please
no,
don't
you're
call
right,
me that.
No, you're BT Podshow Tony.
Yes, that's right.
MySpace.com/punky radio is our profile. Please do add us as a friend if you're on MySpace, and please do leave a comment on our page, because we do read the best ones out. Here comes some of them. Rusky Queen of Leeds, we haven't heard from in a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Goopa, I haven't listened to you guys in ages, so I've been working my way through all the podcasts that I've missed so far, i.e. from December onwards.
Christ. Jesus.
Shame on me. Anyways, I was pissing myself laughing at the episode where Paulie B talks about doing a gig in Doncaster. That was New Year, so it doesn't surprise me that people kick their wives to shut them up there. Oh, I forgot about it. Doncaster's idea of improving their high street shopping and culture was to open a massive Primark, and it's also the city that's home to the nation's ultra chavs, aka the Donny soldiers. I'm not slagging Doncaster just for the sake of it. I do have friends who live in Donny, and I've been unimpressed with each visit there. Anyway, I'll keep on listening to the podcast, and hopefully I'll have something more recent to comment on. Cheers, Rusty Queen of Leeds. You might notice I said anyway a couple of times there, when it's actually been anyways. That's really right. Annoying me, that American anyways thing.
Anyways.
I am dropping the S from now on. If anyone writes anyways, I'm going to drop the S anyways.
Right. Okay.
That Chemo kid you were talking about is in fact a scene kid. This is with last week's... last week's is a twat, is it?
No.
What's that all about?
It might be.
They are like kitten bloods, much worse. They wear tracksuits. Oh, I've also I'm leaving out a couple of likes here as well.
Totally.
Alright, total nonsense. I am listening. They wear tracksuits and listen to dance shit, but have long hair that is emoed up and general emo-ness. This creature is far worse than an emo, and I think you should stop bullying emos and get onto them. You hate emos, yep. and you hate chavs. Yep. So hate scene kids. The worst fashion ever. Loving you. Really good show, as always, guys.
Elliot.
Thing is, Elliot, in during that message, there's also some of the worst fucking spelling ever. Spend a bit more time in English, young man.
That's my space. No spell checker either.
Shocking.
Do you sound grave, doesn't it?
Hey, this is from Vomit.
Oh, always nice to hear from
they
Vomit.
They did, because they had their first one that we publicised, and it was brilliant. And then their second one is actually tonight as we're making the show, so we haven't got time because we're late with the show this time. I am sorry about that, but hello, Tony and Paul. Many thanks for the massive shout-out the other month. Been telling everyone I know about your great fucking show. Anyway, fucking hell, there's an SNL again. If you could give us a shout-out again, I'll carry on spreading the word. Well, even if you don't, I'll still keep spreading the word. Fair enough, then. Don't know why we're bothering. Also, to let you know that the first night was a success and it's only going to get better. Having troubles with the management now about the tone of our flyers. If you do see them, it's just the geezer lobbing vomit out of his gob. They want us to tone them down. Sajay, fuck them. Pity you guys are so far away, as I'm sure you would have a blast with us. Not a blast again. Who are we going to have a blast with this time?
Blimey.
We'll get Anne-Marie and Katie over.
What kind of blast would we have with vomit?
And then I'll rub my knob on their tits.
Nice.
I got an email from a girl last week saying she was jealous that I wanted to rub my knob on someone else's tits. All right, fair enough, darling. If I ever bump into you, I'll rub them on yours. Is that all right?
You have to start the centermany.com website up.
The centermany website?
Just to appease the many people.
I am, aren't I? I'm going to end up sending a photograph of my erect penis.
Subscription service.
To half the over 18 stroke under 27s.
Yes.
In the Western world.
Why not?
And maybe a few in North Korea. So anyway, the very best of luck with that. And we are going to try and get down at some point.
Where is it again?
Southend.
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 Yeah.
What?
Southend. It's right. Southend on a Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, the next one's June the 13th, I seem to recall.
Blimey.
I know.
You suddenly are the Rain Man.
Slightly autistic. I'm an excellent driver.
Excellent. Excellent driver.
So, I might try and get to that one, in fact, if I'm about.
Right, okay.
You're not really invited.
And fine.
Gooper!
Hi.
I have just listened to 10 straight podcasts of Punky while writing my last final paper, and now I feel like a total smacktard. Thanks for keeping me awake and entertained all night. You guys are fucking hilarious and brought me out of Fishtown, Erica. Thank you, Erica. I just hope your final paper wasn't in English, because there are 1, 2, 3, 4 spelling mistakes there in 5 lines.
Oh, dear.
I know.
I think she emailed it.
I've been doing a bit of teaching. I've been doing a bit. Why? Because of the spelling mistakes. You just recognise it.
Yeah, spelling. And I remember
kids these
Erica.
Days, I blame mobile phones.
Yep.
Sexy Tony! And Paul!
Hi.
Well, what the fuck? Can I say? For the last few weeks, apart from fucking bollocks, one thing that almost sent me over the fucking edge was when, and don't get me wrong, I don't hate emos, a stupid, tiny kid in bloody emo with flies all over his face was on the customer services desk in Tesco's. That's right, customer services desk in Tesco's. Who would not fucking give me my money back? And then, when there was that bank Halifax who stole me fucking money, but then I found salvation! Salvation! I tuned into fucking Bunky at last. Glad to have tuned in again after a few shit-tarded weeks. Guess why, Tony?
Why?
Because there was a lot of laughs.
Always managed to slip a blind date gag in there somewhere.
I can't stop myself. Contestant number 2, do you think I'm a ginger monkey? And that's the MySpace comments.
Excellent.
That didn't take long, did it?
Not at all.
Any on podcast? Ali?
Just a page. Yeah. Thank you for your vote so far this month. We're doing fucking really hell. Well again. Paul's been doing his evil magic.
Please do vote.
If you haven't voted so far, please do vote. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
We stayed in the top 20 for a week, and it is my mission to stay above Soupy Twatto throughout the month.
Are we number 1 in music?
Just.
Right. due to your
due
diligence.
We need your help to keep us top, yeah. Due to my slaving over a hot computer. Fuck, this is a long one. I'm going to have to put some more music on,
comments. Punky's great. Anyone who doesn't vote for Punky is a smacktard.
I agree.
It's true. They told me so, and they seem like reliable and honest blokes. So, be like me. Vote for Punky. Oh, and listen too. It will change your life and cure that rash on your inner thigh, and possibly staunch the bleeding from that embarrassing place.
Canisten will do that.
And that's from Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Best podcast ever.
True.
I was thinking of sending Paul $20 for a CD. That way I can help to fund the trip to the US and get my flakes delivered.
Zombie Ghost
everyone
Train.
Wins. And by everyone, I mean me. And that's an ambulance.
It will happen. I know it's been going on
now. You are
going
to have to hand deliver these flakes like the Dairy Milk Train Man.
I'm going to. Since
in
last
black.
July when I said that I'd bring her a box of flakes when we met her, I realise now that we are going to be going to the States sometime this year. We're going to be starting off in Chicago probably.
Yeah.
So, fuck it. I will hand deliver them, ambulance. And if you're lucky, I'm going to give you a little kiss.
Nice. The chocolate ninja.
I don't really think I want to become known as that.
I don't know. I quite like it.
The chocolate. We should change the name of Punky Rage to the Chocolate Ninja Show. We bum you without you noticing.
It does bring up some rather horrible scenes in the head.
I might try and be a chocolate ninja on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'll be in Poland.
Let's make Saturday Chocolate Ninja Day.
I'll do my best. Number one in the whole wide world. Yes, Paulie B, I actually may have been in the same room as David Essex, but I'm bloody well not getting an ultra, am I? P.S. Give one to Tony from me.
No.
A poog.
A poog, indeed. A poo.
That's from Mark Spooner.
I think Spoony wants me to be a... I'm calling him Spoony like I know him.
Spoony.
I want Spoony. I think Spoony wants me to be a chocolate ninja. Should we make chocolate ninja the phrase of the week?
All right.
You just made it up, didn't you?
Yeah.
You've been practising on being funny.
I haven't.
You chocolate ninja.
Thank you very much.
You're a chocolate ninja.
Vote for Punky.
No.
Goopa, you rectitudinal smacktards.
That seems a trifle harsh.
Tis the local elections here in Liverpool today. Unfortunately...
Why aren't you doing this in a Scouse accent?
Because I can't do it.
Give it a go.
No.
Give it a fucking go.
Unfortunately, nobody...
Just give it a go. Tone, give it a go.
No. Unfortunately, no. I will
just
practice
try.
It. No. Unfortunately, nobody from the Punky Party is standing, and that Captain Sensible guy is nowhere to be seen. Therefore, I'm fulfilling my civic duty and voting for Punky and Podcast Alley instead.
Yeah, Sensible's done it.
No,
well,
it makes sense.
It?
Yeah. Always voting for Punky.
Thank you.
Milky Pants. Graham, that's from Ace of Frog Life Acoustic Podcast.
Tony, you've let yourself down. Graham, thank you very much.
I've let myself down.
You've let yourself down.
What, for my lack of accents?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You should have just done
no,
it in pirate.
No, no limitations.
No, have a go at Scouse.
Blimey. Yay for this capsule broadcast. Broadcast of lightness being enjoyment, no killing. In this fantastic phonograph quarterly of the moon, Paul and Tony bring much enjoyment to the masses with their general crudeness and funny, almost cheerful sounds, resulting in many lulls. See your face. Although Tony is frequently in some bizarre world where it is acceptable to co-host a show called Punky without having listened to the Ramones.
It is a rather bizarre
the
world.
Famous Ben Riesel quote. And network television is bearable. You have to let him away with it because of the look on his face.
I thought you'd read that before.
No, this is new.
Right.
Oh, okay. I can't see his face, but I can imagine it. Sort of like pedo beers. He's a hero. I think we've just read this at home, that's why.
We must have just read it at home. Go fair
and
point. Yeah,
it's a bit
point.
Weird.
Yeah.
Point is, one, listen. Two, Milky Pants.
Yes.
Three, attempt to clean up. Four, reminisce. Five, try and smoke various biological matter in an attempt to revive the feeling. Six, resort to giving hand jobs in exchange to money because it reminds you of Tony. Even though he is suddenly a super pimp, he's all like, hey, bitch, you, I'll force that stupid gag reflex right out of you, slap, backhand slap.
I wouldn't even buy a hand job off you, let alone pay for it.
Why not?
Fuck it. See, why not?
Why not?
Because you've got scabs on them.
25 businessmen can't be wrong.
Yeah, but over a 9-year period, so it's not much of a return, is it?
The image of beating off another man just reminds you of him and you. Don't know why. Sob. Seven. Realise that it's Tuesday and you have amassed about £3 from hand jobs, which is $2,682, of course.
Of course.
Eight. Repeat. Although that has probably been rectified at least 100 years ago.
You'd like to be rectified.
And that's from Frankie.
You'd like to be rectified.
No, I don't do that. Just hand jobs.
By a chocolate ninja.
Hand jobs only, folks.
Hand jobs only. I'm not a slut. Thank you very much, everyone. Please do vote for us on Podcast Alley. Next track up, Tone, seeing as this is going to be the longest show ever, is by the setting sun. It's by the setting sun. Oh. Now, you know how we did a Full Steam Records special the other week because Sweatmaster were on Full Steam Records. Sweatmaster used to be on Ban Afro Records. I love Ban Afro Records. I think it's a fantastic label. They sent us this through. Thanks very much again to Lars, who has kept the faith with Punky, as we've kept the faith with them. And this is by the setting sun. Now, as I say, there ain't any punk on the show this week. This is kind of garage. It's got a real 60s feel to it. It's called In a Certain Way. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their the setting sun's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/thesettingsun.
How are you spelling sun?
S-O-N.
Oh, good boy.
Is it?
Yeah. Tony won. Probably being the internet won. This is In a Certain Way.
Sure,
I really like that. Yes. But then I'm a bit more retro than you. I've got a few more years
on
me.
You're a bit more retro.
I'm a bit more retro.
I'd call it a bit more old.
Would you? I'd call it retro and cool and knows how to dress himself.
Ooh, I can dress myself. Look, I dressed myself today.
Your bird thinks you look like a tramp.
Did she say those exact words?
Yeah.
Or was that what you said?
No, she said those exact words.
Like tramp?
Yeah.
I'll ask her.
She didn't say tram.
Right, okay.
She said bum. Seems a bit obsessed.
Oh, fair enough.
This is Mustang Lightning. Hey, The Setting Sun, if you'd like to find out more about them, their album comes out in September. Check out their MySpace page. Also, check out Bad Afro Records, because I love to help them out. Badafro.dk. BadAfro.dk is a website. And the MySpace page is / Bad Afro Records. And nearly all their bands are cool. Tony, have you got a twat?
I have. Thank you for your twats this week. I still need more, though.
You can't get any other twat. I'm swamped in twat.
Yes. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for a nomination. Don't forget, folks, where they're from. Thank you very much. This week's is from Sophie.
Ooh, Sophie, a lady.
A lady, yes. And she forgot to have
what
the
do you
location.
Mean, no audio? Fuck off.
Yeah, that's right, you tell me. Wait. All right. Ooh, fucking dirty CDs.
Dirty CDs.
Anyway, dearest Tony, now, Sophie emailed me two twats, and I'm going to choose one of them.
Wow.
So there you go. So
Tony, you've got a choice of twats.
A choice of twats. How lucky I am. Dearest Tony, I'm Sophie, and I'm a keen punky listener.
Hooray.
Excellent. I would like to nominate myself. I don't know if people do this a lot, but I truly am a twat. The other week, I was sitting in my bedroom and I was doing some magic.
Yeah. Sophie, see? In her bedroom, is a twat.
Doing some magic.
That's it. Don't need to read anymore. That's done for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I carry on anyway?
No, all right.
All right. Sitting in my bedroom and I was doing some magic. It's quite. That's quite a nice little picture. Thanks. Right. Nothing too spectacular, but I tried to sneeze 10 pence.
I could do some magic in your bedroom.
My.
I could make my cock disappear. Where is it? I can feel it, but I can't see it. It's behind you.
Oh God! Oh,
sorry, that's no. Panto. That's who I'd want in Panto. I'd want to be a chocolate ninja in Panto.
Really?
Let's shut that playhouse down. Sorry.
It's all right. Nothing too spectacular. But I tried to sneeze 10 pence. Unfortunately,
sorry.
I tried to sneeze 10 pence.
Is that actually doing magic, or did she just try and do it?
I think she tried to do it. Well, she says I swallowed the coin, but ended up waking up my mum so she could take me to the hospital. They said it might have been my lung, and I had to go through a series of X-rays before they discovered that I was actually fine. The 10 pence came out a couple of days later. In fact, I could send it to you. Maybe not. Anyway, thanks for listening. Lots of punky love. Sophie. P.S. So, tell Paul he smells like an old lady. I don't know why. It would make me laugh.
Yeah, well, at least I don't shit 10p's.
It would be nice though, wouldn't it?
If you just shat 10p's, it'd be great.
Could afford that Mars bar I've dreamed about for years.
Well, I'll just shit a Mars bar for you. Save you the money.
You really are the chocolate ninja.
I am.
Oh, dear.
All right, then. Yeah. So, are we all ready then?
Yeah. So Sophie from Peterborough, England,
is a twat. I think she really is as well.
I'll sit in my bedroom doing some magic, don't we all?
Monumental twattage. Well, I was doing something in my bedroom last night, but I don't think you'd call it magic.
No. No.
I certainly made something appear, but getting rid of it was more of a chore. Oh. Actually, on Sunday, I pulled a rabbit out of a hat, but there's another story. Right. So, Tone.
Yes.
Last week, you might remember, we had a competition.
Yes.
To win the new Sweatmaster album. And we had four copies to give away. We were sent five, but you wanted one.
Yep.
So we had four copies to give away. Now, I'm quite pleased with who has actually come out of the bag. Because we've got Werner Poopchurt. I don't imagine that's what he's actually called. From South Africa. Because nice. Full Steam Records said, will you send us the names of the people that won, so we know where they're from. We want to know, you know, how things work out.
Uh-huh.
And it's just how it's worked out. So we've got Werner Poopchurt. He's just not called that. Werner Poopchurt. He's wearing a poo shirt.
Right, okay.
What he's doing, he's wearing a poo shirt.
That's like, what chocolate ninjas do.
That's what it'll be called from now on. Because everyone in South Africa listens.
Yeah, of course they do.
The whole of, I don't just mean the country, the whole of the southern continent.
Right.
All yeah. Right. Yeah.
Living
Namibia, Zimbabwe, they all listen. And they are now going to say, look at him. He's wearing a poo shirt. Wearing a pochette or something, right? I've probably got that right now. Anyway, he's one.
Okay,
sorry, cool. That's the gauges. Dan, who is from southern England, I think.
Right.
But again, we've only got the email address for him, but I think Dan's from southern England. Black Cat.
Right.
Who is somewhere northern. Right. And Funky Boy 1971. Fuck knows where he's from, but I had to give it that. What a great name. So they roll out that. So anyway, Werner wearing a poo shirt, Dan, Black Cat, and Funky Boy 1971. Well done. Well, we will email you to let you know that you've won. So
you are winners.
So you can provide us with your addresses. Think about it. I'm actually a little bit gutted about this.
Right.
Because fucking wearing a poo shirt
yeah.
means I'm going to have to go and pay to send it to fucking South Africa.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so this show cost me money. But anyway, well done to you lot. Right, next track. Yes. Oh, and we might have another competition next week.
Really?
Might have, yeah, might have.
Ooh.
Might have some more albums giveaway. Whether you want them or not, I don't know. But we might have some more albums giveaway. Next track up is by a band called Killola. Now, we played this in the car, didn't we, Tone?
Oh, yep.
Look,
I remember that.
I'll remind you. Remember
let's
now.
Let's have another look at that.
There's the photo of the lady. Oh.
Hello.
There's the photo of the lady.
Hello.
Yeah, now, do you remember now? Right.
Hey?
Yeah, do you remember now? Oh, sorry. Anyway, they were Blondie for the 21st Century. They were on Kerosene Recordings.
Hello.
This is the track one of their latest sort of EP single thing, which it's got two tracks on and a video.
Yeah, it's got a video on it.
It's got a video. Oh, I'm showing it, have I?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's why I was
you
doing...
You neglected that
I was
bit.
Doing magic in my bedroom.
Chocolate Ninja.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see a date when this comes out. And it doesn't say. They've given me loads of information here, and they haven't got a date on when the fucking single comes out.
I'll have to email it, ask her for a date.
UK tour dates. We're just in time. May the 10th. Go Ape. Moles in Bath. I've been to Moles. May the 11th, Café de Paris, London West 1, haven't been there. May the 12th, Romsey Sessions, Romsey Labour Club, Cambridge. May the 13th, the Windmill, Brixton. May the 14th, Dumbling Castle, Camden, famous venue. May the 15th, Retrogression, the Borough Arms, Dorchester. May the 16th, the Mother Bar, Shoreditch, London. They're getting around London. May the 17th, Under the Boardwalk, Sheffield. May 18th, Reloaded, the Castle, Oldham. And the 19th of May, Planet Beat, the Priors Inn, Bury St Edmunds. You know why that's funny?
Why?
Because Bury St Edmunds is the home of Sugar Beet. And it's fantastic. It's called Planet Beat. I should think the single's out now. We're going to play it anyway. This is track one. This it's called Bowler Donkey's Tone. What I want to know is, what is Killola's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Killola.
You're right.
I guess you could call me talkative. Not really. Sort of.
You're
Well, Tone, that is a Blondie for the 21st century.
It is.
I think they're fantastic. And it's a bit of shameless pluggery here, but we've kind of... it came through. We had a chat about whether we wanted to play that or not. We both really liked it, but said, is it right for the show?
Mm.
And then we had a look on their MySpace page, and they've got about 100,000 friends. They're on.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, fucking great. It's fucking great bands. And a lot of gigs around London. And if you're in... Bear lives near Dorchester.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Bear,
he can go down with his tractor.
Get down to see Killola. Right, it's time to sell out, Tone, as if we haven't done enough
already. Oh, is it that
already.
Time again?
It is, yeah.
Is it pot noodle again, or are you going to do something else?
No, I thought I might do the thing, because... Strangely enough, you've had a pot noodle before.
I have had a pot noodle.
Yeah, but you've never looked at GoDaddy.com.
Oh, no, I've missed it. Oh,
I know, you really ought
I've been,
to, you know.
I've been away.
So have I.
The fear is.
Yeah, yeah, you've been away somewhere. Tone, check it out, man. It's really good, you know. Essentially, it's a web service provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
so you know that, and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting, so all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you get an additional 10% off. And it's particularly good in the UK because there's now a Punky 2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. And why is it so good, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
That is correct. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Aww.
That's the best I've ever fucking done that.
And if you go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com,
you'll see the
codes
on
are now on there.
The codes are on
GoDaddy
there.
GoDaddy stuff.
And if you pull your fucking finger out this week, they'll also be on our other profiles.
If it's not at my
But
ass.
If you just want information straight away to get on there and do it. And we've had listeners have done it because we've had the feedback from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good service. It's very cheap. I'm quite happy to be sponsored by GoDaddy.com, Tone.
Why's that?
I'd rather be sponsored by beer, but if you can't be, might as well be an internet provider.
This is true. All my calls are sponsored by beer.
No, I don't want the show to be. I just want to be sponsored by beer.
Oh, you do?
All beer.
Well, wear a t-shirt.
I just want to be sponsored by beer. I just want to walk into any pub and go, thanks very much. And they go, oh, yeah, nice one, mate.
It's the Guinness, man.
It's on the house. We know you're sponsored by beer. Yeah, that's right, I am.
Just general beer.
I am.
Just beer. So all your beers.
That's what I said. I'm sponsored by beer.
No particular brand.
No, just beer.
Just beer, got you.
You said I'm the Guinness, man. No, beer. I just want to be able to... Actually, fuck it. I'll be sponsored by alcohol. No, I won't. They can't afford to sponsor me.
No,
see what I've done
there? Right. See, oh, always thinking.
Right, so anyway, first half of the show, interesting and varied. Second half of the show, Heart Media special. Perhaps even more interesting and varied. Heart Media do the promotion for a number of different artists.
Yeah.
And the show we used to do on proper radio, they used to send stuff through all the time. And then when we moved in here, we got in touch with them into the Punky Bunker and said, look, we'd still like to get stuff from you, but it's got to be podcast friendly. We only want stuff we can play. Don't waste your time selling us stuff that isn't suitable.
Yep.
It took them a few weeks to get their heads around this,
mm-hmm.
but now they have, and they're sending us stuff that's got internet play clearance for our show only.
Nice.
They've gone direct to the
so
labels themselves.
Exclusive.
The second half of the show is exclusive. I don't believe you'll be hearing these tracks on any other podcast. And when you hear who the last one is, you'll see why. But and I've put the wrong one in.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm just going to take that out. And I'm just going to put in the other one, Tone.
Okay. That's fine.
Now, I wanted this sellout to be really quick, but it's all right. It doesn't matter.
Don't forget, everyone, we are closing down our Cafe Press website. And at the end of May.
Yes.
So get your orders in while you can. cafepress.com/punkyradio.
Hey, well done.
I think I just
you did that without me asking.
I thought I'd just fill a gap.
That was like Pavlov's dog. I started to change the CD and you were in t-shirts.
Pavlova?
No.
Oh, no.
Good
okay.
God. Oh, yeah, I forgot you didn't go to school. Well, you did go to school.
I did, but
you only concentrated.
I don't conkers.
You just, no, you didn't. You concentrated on maths, numbers, and twiddly bits that plug into things.
Math, science, physics.
Yeah.
And
if
computers.
You'd done a bit of biology, you'd have known about Pavlov's dog. And Pavlov's dog also occurs, I believe, in psychology.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, what he did, Pavlov did an experiment where every time he put food out, he rang a bell.
Right.
So his dog eventually associated the bell with food.
Right.
And so then all he had to do was ring a bell and the dog would run to where the food was.
Right.
Right. You've got a bit of Pavlov's dog going on because you've got so used to me going, Tone, can you say about T-shirts as I'm changing the CD? Now right. All I have to do is change the CD and you go, T-shirts, without me having to say it. You are Paulie B's dog.
Great.
Anyway, I'm just going to play this and I'll tell you about it afterwards. Set it down.
Yep. I think I'm sitting down. I'm getting tired of all this running around. My body says it's tired. It's time I find myself a quiet guy. But I step outside like a newborn child. And I want to be. Oh, I've tried to be good and I wish that I could. But sometimes it don't work. Assets may be going out and tighten up the strings. Look for pleasure in the simple thing. So I close my eyes, but it gets inside. No matter what I do, oh, your touch feels right. But please don't tell my wife. Let's keep this just between me.
Quite a long fade out, wasn't it? Like, there's 15 seconds left yet. That was just 15 seconds of that. Dead 60s. So, you just said you thought Sun Velvet Morning were a bit like Ash tone.
They sounded a little bit Ash-y.
Shall I tell you what it actually says about it? Because that was Sun Velvet Morning and their new single Settled Down, which is released on the 4th of June. I've actually got some information here. Sun Velvet Morning released Settled Down on Monday, June 4th. This is the follow-up to debut single Losing My Mind, which garnered XFM, Total Rock and Kerrang playlist, but not Punky. A buzz of interest from all who caught them. This great band live. Settled Down is a sultry, brooding rock and roll gem, raw and edgy, and a sublime example of their 70s rock reinvented for the indie 07s. Musicianship, mood and melody all combining for this perfect 3-minute pop nugget. Check it out and let us know what you think. I've checked it out. I'll let you know what I think, Tone. Not enough swearing in it.
No,
not for our liking.
Lack of swearing.
Lack of swearing, like you wouldn't believe, but a great tune. Anyway,
so not clever enough.
Thing is, Tone.
Yes.
What is Sun Velvet Morning's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sun Velvet Morning.
No.
Really?
Shit. MySpace.com.
I thought that would be a winner then.
/Sun Velvet Morn. Now, hang on. You were winning 2-1, weren't you?
Was I?
You got the Setting Sun and Killola, if I asked it. Yep. Did I ask it? I did ask it.
Yep.
So it's now 2-2. All right, we're on a Desmond.
Okay.
Right, we're now on a Desmond officially. Hey, right. I don't know whether you pay any attention at all to the user forums that still exist for this show, but... they're in the comedy bit. There's a new Monopoly board coming out.
Yeah.
And I noticed someone had posted... I think someone posted on... that lastminutecomedy.com user forums in there saying about it. I heard about it somewhere. Right, and so I voted. And
right.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to get... I know that everyone would like their own town to be the new Monopoly town or whatever, but will you do me a favour? Because realistically, it's too late for any one of you out there to actually build anything up enough to get your own town to be the board or however it works out. Go to monopoly.co.uk. That's it, isn't it? It's a slow site, right? Give it time. Please vote for Hitchin. Hitchin.
Right.
It's the jewel in the crown of North Hertfordshire. There's already a load of people voting for it. That's why we think we can maybe do something about it here.
So, is it to be a particular... one, or just to be on there?
It's going to be a limited edition that's going to come out or
something. No, but you know, are they choosing, like, which one it would be? Like, one of the browns, blues, greens?
No!
It's just to be on there.
The whole board!
Oh, I see!
We'll be all stole the street names and that of Hitchin.
Oh, I thought it was, like, one part of it.
Goodness sake. Yeah, that's right, yeah. They're going to replace the old Kent Road with Hitchin. What's the fucking point of that? It'd be Mayfair, anyway.
Because I think definitely Kirby would be old Kent Road.
Yeah, I definitely would be. But yeah, look, if you get a chance, go to monopoly.co.uk and vote for Hitchin. Put Hitchin, H-I-T-C-H-I-N. Because the thing is, if it does become Hitchin, they will approach people who they know from it. Say, look, we've got to work out these place names here. Mm. And they're going to approach me. And we'll be able to get Punky Street on there. I'll find a way. I'll find a way, right? So, yeah, please do go and vote for Hitchin. H-I-T-C-H-I-N, please do. That is my plea for this week. Fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to tell you, look, you know I had car trouble last week?
Car.
Trouble. Right, see, you can do an adamant. Why can't you do a scouse? Right? You actually had a go at that, then.
Trouble. Trouble.
On a Wednesday. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. So, I had car trouble last week. Trouble, right? And car.
Trouble.
Right? And it was the water. You remember the water everything?
Yeah, I remember the water.
And everything, right? So, anyway, it appeared to have been... The guy said he couldn't find anything wrong. Just, put more water. Did another 300 miles in it. Headed back south last Friday again. And the same thing happened again. But this time I was on the A1 and there was no hard shoulder. So, and the temperature gauge again went, fuck, it really has gone this time. Pulled off the road just out of Stamford and then couldn't stop on the slip road either, so I had to pull into the first left I could make, which was an estate. Parked in the estate, had no idea where I was, phoned the AA. I know, they said, look, Paul, wrong meeting, right? Got through to the nice man, and they had someone there again in 25 minutes, like a genius, because I couldn't tell them exactly where I was. He gets there, and, well, in the time it takes him to get there, I'm standing by the car, and I've put the bonnet on. I'm just on an estate, you know, so houses surround, and I don't know what sort of estate it is. It could be really rough. Mm. You know, you just don't know, do you? I don't know Stamford very well, but it's the right place. I'm scratching my head and looking under the bonnet like I know what I'm on about, because you like to pretend, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And down the end of the road, I can see this fence, and the fence has got slats, as in there's gaps between the wooden... things, and there's a white figure mysteriously moving about behind this fence, I can see, and every once in a while the white figure is lifting its head over the, and it's a big head, and it's lifting the head over the fence to look at me, to stare me out, and I think it's just thinking it's nosy because I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, the figure goes back down and it's busting some more interesting shapes. I can see it through the slats. It's like one of those sort of flicky books.
Oh yeah,
you know, because you can see it through, or one of those very very old cinema things Victorians had with the
with a lady undressing.
Yeah. Yes, Dan.
Yeah.
This wasn't a lady undressing. No.
Oh.
Because a few minutes after I do, a few minutes passed while I'm staring at this thing and it's staring at me, and then it eventually comes out from behind the fence, and it is a fat, quite old man in full karate gear.
Mm.
And he's a black belt. At least he's got a black belt on. Judging by the moves he started busting in the street for my pleasure, didn't look very black belty to me, but I'm just sat there thinking, right, the chain of events, you know, car's broken down the week before, I've come around again, the car's broken down again, on the bit of the A1 I can't stop on, I then can't stop on the slip road, I then have to park there, it's then taking the AA an amount of time, and this man has chosen this time of day to practice karate. I was meant to see it.
Right.
But I don't know what the message is.
Everybody's kung fu fighting?
It could just be that. It could just be that. I know why now.
Why?
Because when I came off the slip road, I came off a bit fast, took the corner a bit fast, went, whoa! Whoa! Everybody was kung fu fighting! Hey, we're good. Yeah, so anyway, then this geezer comes around and he goes, look, you've got a leaky water pump. I went, mate, I know I'm getting old.
Yeah. There's no need for that, is there?
No, not really. What's wrong with the car? So anyway, he put some K-Seal in it. I don't know what K-Seal is. It fixes any leak. So I've had some in the bladder now as well. Okay. And I carried on with my way, got to the first gig in Henlow in time. Did the gig, great gig, thank you very much. Sold out, brilliant gig. After the show, got threatened by a bloke who apparently I pissed off 7 years ago when he was a little fellow. I haven't seen him since. He's now a brick shithouse amateur boxer who wants to kill me.
Brilliant.
However, when 7 years ago I did apparently have a right pop at him, he was off his nut on drugs and was off his nut on drugs for quite a while since then. Clearly not on the same drugs now, but he's clearly got confused about what happened 7 years ago. And he was really quite threatening. He was a big fella, and he was basically, we're in the pub, you know, and I know everyone in the pub other than him and his mate. And he comes over really aggressive and kind of goes, oh, I'm your worst nightmare. And I'm going, I wasn't expecting to see that in Henlow, Bedfordshire. and then he said, you don't even know who I am, do I? I go, well, no. I've got no idea who you are at all. Because literally, he's twice the height he was. He's more bonkers. So I then sit there and, well, stand there and just have to kind of talk him out. And we were eyeball to eyeball all the way, you know. And I just had to front it out because I was going, look, this man's going to hit me anyway. I just want to get my point across, you know. He's going to hit me really, really hard.
Right.
He's going to punch. I'm going to be knocked out. He's going to punch me in the face for something I haven't done 7 years ago. And it was getting worse and worse. But I could see the anger as he kept talking to me, and I kept saying, no, mate, that didn't happen, because he built up all this stuff that I've got no memory of at all, and I reckon he's invented in drug-fueled fuck-ups down the years. It's all a bit of a sad story, really. But I could see the anger starting to drain out of him a little, and doubt start to creep up a little bit, like he was starting to think, maybe I have dreamt all this up. And he didn't back down at any point. He didn't suddenly go, sort of drop his shoulders and just kind of walk off, because he still wanted to kill me, but he knew it was plenty of people want to kill me, Tone. This was an irrational reason to want to kill me.
Right.
You've got good reason to want to kill me, Tone.
Yeah.
This bloke hasn't, right? The long and the short of it is that the whole thing may have only taken a minute, but my legs were shaking, you know. I really thought he was going to fucking do me over. And the whole thing probably only took a minute or something. Felt like ages. But it started off with him coming and going, "Raw, I'm your worst nightmare," which is quite a good line anyway. Mm. Wasn't expecting that. And ended with him shaking my hand, saying no hard feelings, and leaving the pub with a fucking smile on his face.
Maybe the drugs just kicked in.
Maybe I was the real beneficiary.
As you turn into a big pink bunny.
Yeah. With boxing gloves on.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
But yeah, I was going to tell you about the rest of gigs that weekend, but I've run out of time this bit. I might have to do that in the next bit. Because I want to get on with Asobi Sexu.
All right.
Yeah. Asobi Sexu. Umi Dono Jizatsu is the track we're going to play off their new album. Guess where they're from?
Tottenham.
New York's best kept secret, as it goes.
All right.
But they won't stay that way for long. The band's issue. Can you tell it's another Heart Media? The band's eschew flavour of the month posturing in favour of sound that is intense, emotive, complex and thoroughly beautiful, rather like myself. Yuki's vivid stories of loss and heartbreak, sung in English and Japanese, soar above ebbing squales of deeply textured... You'll find that one reading all this.
Ebbing squales?
Squalls, sorry.
Squalls, right,
squales.
Okay.
Ebbing squalls of deeply textured guitar noise that would make Kevin Shields blush. Do you know who Kevin Shields is?
No.
Me neither. Comparisons to My Bloody Valentine, The Pixies, Stereolab and Lush. Now, The Pixies and Stereolab I really like, so there it goes.
I like Lush.
Fair enough. Hold some truth. We're both letting My Bloody Valentine go, aren't we? Yet fall short of describing the band's swirling beauty and pulsating energy. I haven't got a swirling beauty tone, but I have got a pulsating energy. Asobi Sex, whose self-titled album is released on One Little Indian Records with stunning artwork by Sean McCabe, best known for his graphic work with the band Interpol. Check out the album and let us know what you think. That seems to be a theme to Heart Media. But the reason I'm saying all this is, I had to listen to this album, and this album is well freaky.
Mm.
Like, it's surreal and changes all the way through. Again, it's another one that you just wouldn't think you'd hear on Punky.
No.
Right, but we may have a couple of copies of the album to give away next week.
Oh, really?
And I reckon...
it's worth a laugh, isn't
it? If you're into drugs at home...
the good ones.
Yeah, not when, the boxing
when,
ones.
When you're in your bedroom, yeah, doing your magic.
Yeah.
When on you drugs.
This, Tony, this, right, is a fantastic track to do magic to. It's track three. It's Umi no Jidatsu. I believe I've said that flawlessly. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is their MySpace page?
Oh, God. MySpace.com/... Was it Uni Disat... What?
Yeah, that's the name of the song, mate. It's MySpace.com/... Asobisexu. Oh. And it's Asobisexu.
Oh,
and this is Umi no Jidatsu. Ha! Asobi Sexu, and that was called Umi no Jidatsu.
Of course it is.
Will you be there for me too? What was that over?
I don't know.
Were you just hocking then?
Yeah, that was cool.
So anyway, just to recap, we might have got a couple of their albums to give away next week, and they're really interesting albums.
Magic.
It's a one out. Demi. That's magic. All right, just to recap, that was a Thursday night gig. Friday night in Hitchin, sold out again.
Yeah.
Possibly the best show we've ever had up there. It just gets a bit better every month up there. Thank you so much to everyone who came down. And yes, I did have a brilliant laugh. So Thursday night after the gig, I stayed in the pub with Kev, and we stayed up drinking, me and Kev, the landlord, until four-ish.
Right.
Friday did the gig. Went out spin out afterwards. That was great. There was no fighting this month. I'm having a pretty violent time of it in a moment, actually. Or I keep being on the verge of violence. Right. I keep not getting it, I keep seeing it, or just being lucky not to get involved. Went down to Bombora, where at first we weren't allowed in. The doorman wouldn't let us in. Again, half the people in there have been at the comedy. They're all going, wah, at the window. They can see me queuing outside. I'm the reason half the fuckers are in there, and they won't let me in. Eventually, we persuade the doorman to actually go and get the landlord. The landlord sees us and says, fucking get him in. Right, so got in there. Well, I saw Vic from the Victoria, and she just walked up to me and said, where have you been? I know, I've been spinning out that. She goes, somebody's just spilt beer all over my legs. Now, I don't need an invitation to look at a woman's legs.
No. Fair enough.
Got nothing to say about that, really. She was hammered, and I offered, very gentleman-like, to take her back to the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Did, where she said, I'm having a pint of water, then I'm off to bed. Her sister was clearing up. Mm-hmm. And her sister went, you know, I fancy, do you want to hang about for a bit? I went, yeah, fuck it, I'll hang about for a bit. I don't need a lot of persuading.
No.
I don't need persuading to look at girls' legs. I don't need persuading to have a drink.
No.
The two are connected. Anyway, stroll out of there, the fucking birds are singing. Christ knows what time it was. Got home. Anyway, had a few hours kip. Did the gig in Letchworth that night. Mm-hmm. Only the third one of the arts. You know, you came last one from there. Yep. It was very quiet. This time round, it was pretty much full. Really brilliant. We filled out everything this weekend. After that, went to the Arena Tavern, which is the only place in Letchworth we could get a late drink. And they, I'd had to go around early to get permission because they locked the door at 10:30.
Right.
So I'd arranged permission for me, the sound man, and Ian, and this girl Gemma who works up there to go round there. We leg it up there, get in there, stay there till it's shut. Back to the Arts Centre for more booze. 4:30, I got in, I reckon. And then it was Sunday, I had a wedding to go to.
Right.
Went to the wedding at lunchtime. Went to the wedding at lunchtime. Got up to the pub early evening to do the gig, because we're doing the gig at the Victoria where I'd been on Friday night.
Yeah.
Again, another brilliant night. Both the acts are fantastic. Another sellout crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Between 400 and 500 people saw stand-up comedy I put on within a 4-mile radius of Itchin on over the weekend. I was so chuffed. Thank you all so much. Anyway, gig finishes about 11. Nobody went home. It was in a tent in the car park. Everybody just moved into the pub and pretended not to listen to the fact that it was night time. Right? Nobody went home. After a couple of hours after the pub should have shut, a few people started to sort of slave off. I can remember saying to Vic at some point, Vic, is this pub ever going to shut? And she looked at me, she said, I'm doing my best. Anyway, a bell rang.
Right.
No apparent reason. And everyone ran off to get fed. Turns out they're all Pavlov pets. See what I've done? Anyway, she rings the bell for lasties. A few people were about to leave, but by then, sadly, half the fucking rugby team are running around the pool tables, start bollock naked with their cocks between their legs, shouting out, has anybody seen my penis? No one was going anywhere by that point. Anyway, I left at 5:00.
Right, okay.
I wasn't the last to leave. It's just been huge. I'm entirely knackered. So, this week's gigs, won't be drinking very much at all.
No.
Cheltenham tonight, Newport tomorrow, Nebworth Friday, bike rally in the afternoon Saturday, might hang about in Manchester, go and see a friend or two.
Yeah.
Don't know yet. And what are you doing?
I'm going to Poland.
Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
Nice. Yeah, Friday morning for my 30th, finally, even though it was a few months ago. I'm going to
Poland. Is that where you're going?
That's the official reason, yeah. So, flying Friday morning from Stansted and back on Sunday night.
Fair enough.
But the beautiful Stephanie's staying in London.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds you. Yeah. Go on, finish up the Poland and we'll do a
little... Well, basically, I'm back Sunday night. That's it. I've never been to Poland before. I don't know quite what to expect.
Poland's great.
Just... I expect cheap dentistry, apparently.
Cheap dentistry, few phrases that you need to pick up.
Yeah.
Shtilovka, Shalovka, Kachenka, Kolichinka, Pivok, Nesdravia, Nadjireg, Millie Schliefke.
Yep.
All right. Shoelace light bulb, black pudding, shamrock. I'll have a beer, please. No egg soup. Nice plums.
Nice plums.
Dubbler nods. Good night.
Dubbler
nods. Dubbly, thank you.
Right.
It's all gone out of your head, Tony. You won't learn a fucking word and you walk around like a spaz. Like
I'm just going around going, Pavlova.
Yeah.
To dogs.
Just, no.
Went to dogs going, Pavlova.
No, just go, Millie Schliefke. To blokes in bars. That'll get you bit.
Or smacked. Maybe.
No, they don't smack the English. They need your cash money.
Oh, excellent.
They need your sterling. In many ways, the Poles are becoming more and more like the Americans. They're desperate for our loot. Now then, Leagues for Star Machine. We went to see them the other night,
didn't we?
On Monday. Because I thought four massive nights weren't enough.
No.
Although I did drive to this one.
You did. And you picked us up.
I picked you up. Yeah, it was arranged. And we went to the gig. It's a great venue. Sound wasn't all that. Purple Turtle in Camden.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that it was all lined up with the fact that there wasn't a very big crowd there.
No.
And it just...
It was a nice place.
Oh, with everything. Good venue. Right across the road from Coco's, where I went to see Alien Sex Fiend.
Yep.
About 4 months ago. Lucifer Star Machine were fantastic, but were the only good band on the bill.
Yeah. They were the third band, I think.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, Steph doesn't really smoke very much, does she?
No.
She was going to buy some cigarettes. I knew that you two were, shall we say, relatively short on money. And I said to her, would you like one of my cigarettes? And she obviously had wanted one for quite a while, but didn't dare ask. Bless her. And I hadn't thought to ask her, because I'm an ignoramus. Right? And a chocolate ninja. Right? So eventually, I said, look, would you like one of my cigarettes? And she said, yes, please. And her English is very good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah,
much better than my German. And
cosmically better than my English.
Better than your English. Yeah. She leaned forward to me and with a beautiful little bird-like voice said, thank you so much. I am not usually a bummer. I nearly fell off my chair. She realised what she said a second after she said it. It's pretty difficult to explain, and we haven't got time to go into detail now. But finding out that your girlfriend wasn't usually a bummer was
quite a relief.
It was. I thought, she actually is a chocolate ninja. Anyway, Steph, I think you're fantastic. Teach him some German, dress him and wash him.
Wash me?
She wants to cut your hair as well. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know about that, yeah.
Well, she'll listen to this hopefully this week. We'll have words.
She goes, oh, that's the real reason she's not going to Poland with you.
Probably.
She needs a few days to recover. So, anyway, last track tonight. Is there anything else you need to say?
Don't think so.
Thank you very much to everyone who listens on Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. And thank you very much to the good people at Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio for playing our stuff.
Yes,
thank you. Very good. This is the last track this evening, man. This is pop music.
It is.
We've been saving this till last. This, have you heard of a band called Gossip?
I have. Yeah.
What was their last single called?
Losing Control or something. Standing in the Way of Control.
Standing in the Way of Control.
Standing in the Way of Control.
See, that was Scouse.
That was not Scouse.
You can do it. Do it again.
Standing in the Way of Control.
He's a lot of long laughs.
Oh, see what you mean, yeah.
See? Practically the same thing. Hey! Stop standing in the way of fucking control.
Laugh.
So, look, right?
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, it was played on MTV every half an hour. It's played on VH1 every half an hour. It was played on the radio every half an hour. It's played all the time, and they're suddenly a fucking massive band. Am I right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And we've got permission to play the new single.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So direct from the horse's
mouth. We couldn't not do that, could we?
So we couldn't not, really. If someone says, that, will you play this? And we go, well, fuck it, we owe it to everyone, really. And next week, don't worry, it's a Red Ambulance Records South African punk special. Normal service will be resumed. Tony, what is Gossip's MySpace? Oh, do you want to read what? Should we read your art media say about Gossip?
All right.
Hit sensations, Gossip. Follow up top 10 hit, Standing in the Way of Control.
There you go.
The most played record for 2 weeks running on Radio 1 with another anthemic and hopelessly addictive punk soul number. Listen up. Taken from the Gold album, Standing in the Way of Control. With over 100,000 copies sold in the UK alone, Gossip have seriously arrived in 2007. I like to think, Tone. Sounds right. These days, our glorious homegirl, Beth Ditto, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, might be making new friends with the likes of Kate Moss and Jarvis Cocker. I wouldn't bother. They're both stick-ugly bellends. Beth's NME Awards.
We don't tolerate stick-ugly bellends around here.
We fucking don't. I'm just going to play it. What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/gossipmusic.
No, nearly. MySpace.com/gossipband.
Oh, God.
So I've won 4-2.
Yeah.
Haven't I?
Yeah.
This is the remix they'll be playing.
Nice,
it is wild funky. It's not wild punky.
No, it's funky.
And it, obviously, it's the only time we'll play it on the show because we only do one show a week and most things only get played once. But I do like it. I do like it.
Probably
it's good.
Probably be a big hit.
It's going to be a big hit, and you can say you heard it first on Punky. Fuck it.
Imagine that.
Not bad, is it? Eh?
Down by a canyon.
So, thank you very much for listening this week. Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. That's the big thing we want you to do this week, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Vote
keep us at
the
top one though. Above those Soupy Twattos.
Yeah, keep us above Soupy Twatto. Do yourselves and us a favour. Go to monopoly.co.uk and vote for Hitchin, H-I-T-C-H-I-N. Please, it's a very slow site. I think the whole world wants to be on the new Monopoly board. I think that's probably why.
Right.
But Hitchin is going for it.
Because there's a Nottingham one, isn't there?
Is there? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, well, yeah. Vote Hitchin. Make sure you check out our MySpace page, leave us a MySpace comment, myspace.com/punkyradio. Tell us about BT Podshow, Tone.
Our BT Podshow page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. If you haven't got a BT Podshow account, you can get one for free. Just sign up at btpodshow.com and you can review us, leave us a comment, dig us, and all that kind of stuff. Basically, it's like MySpace, but be better. It's not quite so... MySpacey.
And I've had a few inquiries about my first CD.
Ooh.
Paul B's first CD. There's been a bit of a rush on Paul B's last CD. I've sold quite a few recently. I've only got about 80 left.
So you know I've got many of your first one, though, have you at all?
But the first one, I'm sold out of.
Yeah.
So I haven't got any left of the first one, and it's been deleted. I can't get any more. That's it. But I am at some point going to put all the tracks up for free download, because obviously I've got a copy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bung it all up for somewhere for free download. So it came out years ago, man. It's a bit patchy, frankly, but some of you might be interested. So I am going to try and get all that up there at some point. Mm-hmm. Any news on the Alcohol album?
Not yet.
Any news on the Tony Hearn album?
Not yet. I need some money to finish it, and I'm struggling at the minute.
Right. Absolutely. Fair enough.
The Tony Hearn album is done. It just needs mixing.
Fair enough. I'd bung it on iTunes with artwork on it. Oh, no, you want to get it mastered, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you've got to do? Next week's show, Red Ambulance Special. Thank you very much to Heart Media for sending us all the stuff. Thank you very much to all the bands for sending stuff. Thank you very much to all of you for sending your stuff in. Make sure you do send your twats to Tony. Yeah. I've had no Poetry Corner this week. We've had no Judgmental this week. Make sure you send the stuff in. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up-hook! Up-hook! I don't think I talk funny.
Really?
Do you think I talk funny?
A little bit.
Do you?
Yeah. Since we're going to chuck it ninja.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Hey, look, it's already the longest show ever. Fuck it. I don't know if I want to be a chocolate ninja.
Why not?
I don't. Oh, and what we forgot to say was we are doing the Lucifer Star Machine interview probably next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Because I did interview them in the toilets. But I'll tell you all that about that. Fuck it, I'm a chocolate ninja.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, pod show and limelight.